Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we're continuing in our study from one of the most practical books in the Bible, the book of Proverbs. Today I want to draw your attention to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Verse 25 speaks about a subject that is most common to man. It is the subject of anxiety or worry. Verse 25 of Proverbs chapter 12 reads this way: "Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad." Anxiety or worry in many people's lives comes as easily as breathing. And yet, it is not the plan of God or the intention of God or the desire of our Heavenly Father for you to be weighed down with worry or anxiety, regardless of the circumstances you might be facing today. Those circumstances may give you plenty of natural reasons for you to be filled with worry or anxiety about the future. And yet God's word is very clear. "Be anxious for nothing," we are told in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And we see that Jesus took the same perspective, because in Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 34, Jesus gave this counsel to his disciples. "Take no thought for tomorrow," he said, "for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." A more modern translation of Matthew 6:34 says, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." The Lord does not want his children consumed with worry or anxiety. Instead, he has given us a scriptural prescription to keep us from the sin of worry. Many people do not look at worry or anxiety as a sin, and yet anything that the Lord instructs us to not do and that we pursue doing would put us in that position of being in sin. If Jesus says, "Don't worry about anything in your life," then to worry about things in your life puts you in that position of being in sin, because you're going against the very words of the Lord. God wants you to be able to do as we are instructed in 1 Peter 5:7, where it says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." The Amplified Bible renders that scripture this way: "Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully." God wants you to turn over to him the worries and anxieties of your life. Regardless of how pressing those cares may be, the Lord has instructed us very clearly to cast them upon him, or turn them over to the Lord. This does not mean that you are to go about in life out of touch with the realities of your life, but instead we are to handle the pressures of life, the circumstances of life, in a scriptural manner. And to do so, we must follow the outline or guidelines of Scripture. Philippians 4, 6, which tells us not to be anxious for anything in our life, but here's how we're to do it. The second part of the verse says, "But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." God wants you to deal with the pressures of your life in this manner. First of all, you must cast all your care upon him. You must resist worry and anxiety as if it was the plague itself. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, once stated this: "I would no more worry than I would curse or swear. We need to have that perspective and that attitude toward worry. We must look at it in a scriptural way. We must resist it as a temptation to sin against God. To worry is to not put your trust in God. And yet God calls us to put our trust, our whole heart, to trust the Lord. So first, we must cast all our care upon the Lord. And secondly, we have to take those things which are pressuring us in life by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And that's an important part of the secret prescription for dealing with worry and anxiety is with thanksgiving, let our request be made known unto God. Ruth Bell Graham, the wife of the famous evangelist Billy Graham, found herself torn apart by worry when one of her sons was living a very wild and a dangerous life. One night, while traveling overseas, she woke up very suddenly. A current of fear surged through her like an electric shock. She laid in bed and tried to pray, but she suffered from anxiety, one fear piling upon another. She looked at the clock, and it was around 3 o'clock in the morning. She was exhausted, and yet she knew she would be unable to go back to sleep. Suddenly, the Lord seemed to say to her, "Quit studying the problems and start studying the promises." She turned on a light and got out her Bible, and the first verses that came to her were those words of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And as she read those words, she suddenly realized the missing ingredient in her prayers had been thanksgiving. Because Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says that in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Ruth Graham reports she put down her Bible and spent time worshiping God for who and what He is. She later wrote these words, "I began to thank God for giving me this son I love so dearly in the first place. I even thanked Him for the difficult spots which had taught me so much. And you know what happened? It was as if someone turned on the light in my mind and heart, and the little fears and worries that had been nibbling away in the darkness like mice and cockroaches hurriedly scuttled for cover. That was when I learned that worship and worry cannot live in the same heart. They are mutually exclusive." These words written by Ruth Graham in her book, It's My Turn, can give us great insight in how to deal with worry. Whether you're worrying about a prodigal child, as she was, or whether financial pressure or other circumstances have pressed in upon your mind and heart, you can deal with it scripturally and get the relief that Ruth Graham received from the Lord. First of all, she realized, as Philippians instructs, that she had to cast her care about that situation onto the Lord. And then secondly, she began to have the revelation that as she made that petition to God about the situation, that she needed to have an attitude of thanksgiving mixed with those prayers. That worship, that thanksgiving to the Lord, will bring a divine release from the worry and anxiety that's come against you. Remember that Satan wants to steal your joy. Satan wants to steal your effectiveness. Satan wants to steal your hope for the future. And if he can get you bound in the sin of worry and anxiety, he'll be effective in his pursuits. But God wants you to be victorious in your life. You must get to that point, as John Wesley did, that you'd no more worry than you'd curse or swear. The career of a missionary, E. Stanley Jones, who died in 1973, was nearly cut short by chronic worry. When he first arrived in India, Jones wore himself out working and worrying. "I was suffering so severely from brain fatigue and nervous exhaustion," he later wrote, "that I collapsed not once, but several times. Aboard the ship returning to America, he collapsed again, and the doctor put him to bed. After a year's rest, he attempted to return to India, but he became a bundle of nerves on that return trip and arrived in Bombay, India, a broken man. His colleagues warned him that any attempt to continue ministering in such a state of anxious care would be fatal to him. While praying one night, groping in emotional darkness, Jones seemed to hear a voice ask him, "Are you ready for this work to which I've called you?" "No, Lord," replied Jones, "I am done for. I've reached the end of my resources. If you will turn that over to me and not worry about it," the voice seemed to say, "I will take care of it." Jones answered, "Lord, I close the bargain right here." A great sense of peace closed in over Stanley Jones, a rush of abundant life that seemed to sweep him off his feet. His energy returned, his enthusiasm bubbled over, and he plunged back into his work with a vitality he had never known before. Jones went on to spend a lifetime of ministry in India, writing numerous books and ministering to multitudes around the world. He later wrote, "This one thing I know, my life was completely transformed and uplifted that night, when at the depth of my weakness and depression, a voice said to me, 'If you'll turn that over to me and not worry about it, I will take care of it.' And I replied, 'Lord, I close the bargain right here.'" God wants you to close the bargain with Him. He desires for your life to be fruitful, for your ministry to be effective, for your family to be successful, for your pursuits and your vocation and educational efforts to be crowned with victory from God. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.